Blessed be the God of our salvation,
who bears our burdens and forgives our sins.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
God be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty Father, whose dear Son, on the night before he suffered, instituted the sacrament of his body and blood, mercifully grant that we may receive it thankfully in remembrance of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who in these holy mysteries gives us a pledge of eternal life, and who now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of Exodus. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall mark for you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year for you. Tell the whole congregation of Israel that on the 10th of this month they are to take a lamb for each family, a lamb for each household. If a household is too small for a whole lamb, it shall join its closest neighbor in obtaining one. The lamb shall be divided in proportion to the number of people who eat of it. This is how you shall eat it: your loins girded, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it hurriedly. It is the Passover of the Lord, for I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike down every firstborn in the land of Egypt, both human beings and animals. On all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgments. I am the Lord. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you live. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague shall destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. This day shall be a day of remembrance for you. You shall celebrate it as a festival to the Lord. Throughout your generations, you shall observe it as a perpetual ordinance." Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read together from Psalm 116. I love you, O God, because you have heard the voice of my supplication, because you have inclined your ear to me whenever I called upon you. How shall I repay God for all the good things done for me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of God. I will fulfill my vows to God in the presence of all people. Precious in your sight, O God, is the death of your servants. O God, I am your servant. I am your servant and the child of your handmaid. You have freed me from my bonds. I will offer you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call upon your holy name. I will fulfill my vows to you in the presence of all your people. In the courts of God's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem.
A reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body. This is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
There is a longing in our hearts, O Lord, for you to reveal yourself to us. There is a longing in our hearts for love we only find in you, our God. There is a longing in our hearts, O Lord, for you to reveal yourself to us. There is a longing in our hearts for love we only find in you, our God. For justice, for freedom, for mercy, hear our prayer. In sorrow, in grief, be near, hear our prayer, O God. There is a longing in our hearts, O Lord, for you to reveal yourself to us. There is a longing in our hearts for love we only find in you, our God. For wisdom, for courage, for comfort in our prayer. In weakness, in fear, be near, hear our prayer, O God. There is a longing in our hearts, O Lord, for you to reveal yourself to us. There is a longing in our hearts for love we only find in you, our God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a basin around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with a towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand."
Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who is bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had returned to the table, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example, that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. In a recent podcast, the author and historian Kate Bowler told a story about visiting her aging parents with her young son in tow. She seems to have a great relationship with her parents, and it sounds like it was one of those really nice visits with families that sometimes happen when the generations come together. On the way home afterward, maybe they were talking about some of the challenges and changes that come along with aging, and Kate's son blurted out, "It feels like the better I get at this love thing, the worse I feel." Wow. If I had been in the car that day, I probably would have patted that little boy's hand and said, "You and me both, kid. You and me both. The better I get at this love thing, the worse I feel." There is nothing harder than losing someone we love. Nothing. But preparing ourselves or someone else we care about for a future loss comes pretty close. And Jesus knew exactly what those losses and that anticipatory grief would feel like. As a fully human being, Jesus lost people he loved. I don't have any data to back this up, but it's inconceivable to me that someone in the ancient world could have lived into his 30s without experiencing the deaths of people close to him. We can be fairly sure, for instance, that his earthly father, Joseph, must have died before Jesus entered his public ministry. Still, it's not like death is even the only loss that matters. Throughout his ministry, there were people who supported Jesus at first, but didn't stick it out. Friends and followers who started off strong, but then slipped away when the going got tough. The most obvious examples are the ones we know by name: Judas, who betrayed him, and Peter, who denied him 3 times. Those are losses too, and I imagine they hurt him every bit as much as our losses hurt us. In the gospel story we hear tonight, the emphasis is on Jesus preparing his friends for his own impending death. And the way he does this is summed up in just one sentence. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The whole story of Maundy Thursday, of Holy Week, really the whole story of Jesus comes down to that. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And while love is a grievously overused word, well, that still feels like a powerful statement to hear tonight. Because that's the kind of love we all want so badly, isn't it? The love that endures, that abides, that sticks with us to the end. The love that shows up in the hospital waiting room, bringing the comfy sweater you left at home and maybe an emergency bag of M&Ms just in case. The love that understands that we can't even begin to talk about what's hurting and yet knows without asking that we also can't stand to be alone with it. The love that is there when we're at our lowest and that makes the tea or holds our hand or takes out the trash so there's at least one thing we can check off our list today. And yes, the love that washes feet. This kind of love is literally revolutionary. It's not showy. It's not heroic in any obvious way. But it's the kind of steady, relentless, generous, practical love that is behind every great social change in history, as well as every enduring, loving relationship. It's love that does the work, that walks the walk, that shows up and holds on and does not need a thank you note. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. Jesus talked about love a lot, but even more than he talked about it, he demonstrated it. He showed his love by feeding people, by healing and teaching, and by simply being fully present in his encounters with everyone he met. Washing the feet of his friends was in so many ways just a logical extension of the love he was already showing them every single day. And yet we can't overlook how radical it was. While foot washing was a conventional act of hospitality, it was usually performed by female servants or slaves, not by men, and certainly not by male leaders like Jesus. If there was anyone left who was still hoping that Jesus was going to follow up his triumphal entry into Jerusalem by seizing power and becoming a rebel king, they watched that dream crumble to dust the minute he stripped off his outer garment and grabbed a towel. As scholar Jennifer Garcia Bashaw notes, Jesus is shocking his followers into a realization about the true nature of power. Lords and teachers usually sat at the heads of the table, using their power and authority to preside over meals. That is how a hierarchical, patriarchal world operates. Jesus, the Lord and teacher from God, instead disrobes, kneels, and cleanses his guest like an overlooked scullery maid. This is a reversal of epic proportions, not just for their culture, but for any culture in the world. She adds, when Jesus washes his disciples' feet, he is not just preparing his followers for his death. He is demonstrating a new way to live in a corrosive, power-hungry world. And I would add to that, he is demonstrating a new way to love in a corrosive, power-hungry world. And it's a demonstration that we need as much today as the disciples needed it 2,000 or so years ago. Perhaps what touches me most about this story is that it's still going on today. Most of us, in one way or another, take the risk of loving, even though we know, as C.S. Lewis put it, that to love at all is to be vulnerable. Love anything, and your heart will be wrung and possibly broken. When we leave here tonight, we leave in silence and darkness, and there will not be any easy answers handed out to us on the way to the parking lot. Sometimes the better we get at love, the worse we feel. But Jesus shows us that love and service and faithfulness are still the best way, the only way forward into healing and wholeness. And so tonight, in the midst of all that is wrong in the world, all that breaks our hearts, we can give thanks for a God who takes on human form and loves us to the end. There is a longing in our hearts for love we only find in you, O God. Amen. You'll find some instructions about the optional foot washing in your bulletin. There will be an usher up front to help you if you need to find your way to an open station. We have three of them, and we always emphasize that this is optional. So, fellow servants of our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night before his death, Jesus set an example for his disciples by washing their feet, an act of humble service. He taught that strength and growth in the life of the kingdom of God come not by power, authority, or even miracle, but by such lowly service. Therefore, I invite you who share in the royal priesthood of Christ to come forward, that we may recall whose servants we are by following his example. For truly, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is one who is sent greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them.
As in the upper room you left your seat, and so God chose us as pastors. Show us how to serve the neighbor.
Gracious God, in Jesus Christ you feed us and serve us with your very life. Help us feed and serve the world in your name, by our prayers and by our witness, by the choices we make and by the actions we take. By your grace, we begin here and now, praying for all whom you love, asking you to hear our prayer.
For the church, that we may remember the one whom we serve and the cost of his service to us, make us cleansing waters and healing balm to the prisoner, the captive, the poor, and all in need. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For those given charge of the welfare of nations, may they remember that the leader is one who serves. We pray for our president and cabinet, for the Congress and for the leaders of our city, and for all who govern. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For those who make hard moral choices, who hold the lives of others in their hands, for doctors and nurses and rescue workers, for ethicists and lawmakers. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For those whose feet are dirty because they have no shoes, whose hearts are broken because they have no hope, for those who own only the clothes on their backs, for those without homes, and for those who are alone. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For those for whom life is hard, for those whose minds are not clear, for those in harm's way, especially soldiers and civilians in places of war and strife around the world, for all those in mortal danger. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For those who are sick and all those in any other need, we pray for all those on our parish prayer list and also for those we now name. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For those who have died, for all those whose memory will live in the members of this community, we pray for the repose of the soul of Willard Bankenship and for his family and friends who mourn, for all others who have died, whom we now name. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
By the power of Christ who died our death, may they know the power of everlasting life. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of Jesus Christ, teach us to serve all people in your name. By your Spirit's power, make us light to dispel the darkness of sorrow and sin. Break us and make us bread for the world. Sustain us through the night of suffering and speed the coming of your kingdom, when the servant will be known as the Lord of all and love will forever abound. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen. Amen.
The peace of Christ be always with you.
And also with you.
Good evening. I won't make a lot of announcements, but really just, first of all, to thank you for being here tonight, to thank our choir for pushing through even as changes happen, and it's so good to be able to just hear one another's voices and see one another's faces here. There are several more things coming up in the next few days, so I hope you will take a look and see if you're able to be here at one of our Good Friday services or both. I always say that the crown in the jewel of the liturgical year is the Easter Vigil, so I encourage you to come to that if you're able, and of course I am sure we are going to have a really wonderful Easter Sunday with two services and the choirs at both, and an Easter egg hunt and brunch and all kinds of things, so it will be good to see you at those services. At the end of our service tonight, we do, as the service is ending, the lights do go basically off, and there is silence at the very end of the service. And for your own safety, really, I ask that you sort of stay seated until the lights begin to come back up, and that's when you know that it is okay to go back outside. The narthex lights will come on at that time, and again, though, we ask that you depart in silence. And I think that is everything. Oh, the communion is going to be in stations up front. So the station on this side will have intinction, and the station on this side, the bread and the wine will be separate, and you can choose which side you would like to come up to. As usual, it is our homemade communion bread, which is vegan and gluten-free, and everyone is welcome to come forward to receive communion. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
The Caritas et Amo Deus Ibies.
Ubi Caritas et Amo Deus Ibies. Congregavit nos in
Et est quod
God be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For our sins he was lifted high upon the cross, that he might draw the whole world to himself. And by his suffering and death, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who put their trust in him. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious God, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you, in your mercy, sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Maker of all. Jesus stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, Jesus took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, Almighty God, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling Christ's death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in Christ. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through Jesus Christ, our Savior, by Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, first in Spanish and then in English, we pray as our Savior Christ has taught us. Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre, venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día. Perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación, y líbranos del mal. Porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder, y tuya es la gloria, ahora y por siempre. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast.
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for feeding us with spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of Christ and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be honor and glory, now and forever.
Amen.
Thank you.
And those who seek you shall praise. nations shall bow before you. For yours is the royal power, O God. You rule over the nations. To you alone, those who sleep in the earth bow down in worship. All who go down to the dust fall before you. My soul shall live for you. My descendants shall serve you. Shall be known as yours forever. They shall come and make known to a people yet unborn the saving deeds that you